How are you, Noel?
Pretty good, Tony. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I remember you when you were just a patrol guy and you're on a bike, and because of all the media work I did at the Atlantic City Journal and Channel 10, I've kind of watched you grow up. In another 10 years or so, you're going to be the chief of this police force, aren't you?
Well, you know, 10 years ahead here is it's a lot of time to go. But you know what, Tony, you're right. I remember those days riding a bike. I was in a lot better shape than I'm in now, let me tell you. Those were the fun times, though.
Well, as we've been reporting here on the program, and we've been talking with the chief, Teresa Szymanski, throughout the last couple of weeks, there's been a rash of armed robberies, I think 30 since November, here in the mid-Michigan area. We're going to talk about those. You know, I think the obvious answer is these are occurring. It's trying times economically. It's the holidays, and people are just trying to find cash, and sometimes they're using these kind of crazy means.
Yeah, exactly, Tony. And it's really difficult, and I've always said, I've been asked a number of times by media on interviews and such, about why is it that people do this this time of year. Is it because of the economy? Is it because of Christmas season? And, you know, it's really difficult to pinpoint one reason for each one of those occasions. I can tell you that our data shows we've definitely seen an increase. Since November of this year, November 1st, we've seen 33. And looking back, now, if you think it may be the economy or the time of year, Christmas time, you look back at that same data for the 2009 and 2008, and we're seeing a peak. So it doesn't lend to that theory that it's because of the season or the economy. Last year, our economy was just as bad or maybe even worse, and we only had 15. So we've doubled that from last year. It really doesn't lend to the theory that it's the economy, but like I said, it could very well be, but it's usually a number of things, not just one.
Are the people that commit these crimes repeat offenders in general?
We've made four arrests, and I have to tell you that when I say we, I report these arrests. Our men and women in our patrol division and our investigation division, Tony, I've got to tell you, I've got a close look at what they're doing, because I'm on the phone with them all the time. I'm in the buildings asking them questions about how their investigations are going. And let me tell you, and let me tell the public out there, they're working hard day in and day out to solve these crimes. And you're right, Tony, it's because some of these are repeat offenders. So our goal is to get them behind bars so that they can't commit these crimes again in the future.
Well, let's talk about some of the instances, the recent ones. There are two armed robbers who took an undisclosed amount of cash from a Wendy's restaurant at the 3600 block of MLK late Monday. Do you know anything about that investigation?
Well, yes, that was on the 27th, and it was about 5:30 p.m. when that call came in. There was two suspects, African-American males. One was wearing a black hoodie pulled tight around his face. He was described by the clerks there as tall and skinny. And the other one, who they didn't get as good a look at, just saw that he was wearing a gray hoodie pulled tight around his face as well. You know, they're going in there trying to conceal their facial characteristics as much as they can, which brings me to the topic of surveillance cameras. It's really important to not only have a business make sure they have surveillance equipment, but also for the employees to check to make sure that surveillance equipment's working properly. Though that's crucial evidence for us to have. Whenever I get, and again, the media person here, whenever I get a good picture from a surveillance camera or a good video, I'm quick to put that out to Channel 6, Channel 10, and then also to the State Journal. And those are all attempts at solving the crime and hoping that somebody's going to call and say, yeah, I think I know who that person might be.
How often do tips help you crack these cases?
They're very helpful. We get a number of tips, and, you know, a lot of times that tip that you might not think would be a crucial hunk of evidence is just something to get us started on a path towards a suspect. And there's a lot of work that goes on to substantiate a tip and then to gather evidence from that tip. So to answer your question, it's very helpful. There's two methods that we have in taking tips from citizens. One is they can call Crime Stoppers at 483-STOP. That's 483-7867. Or we also, Tony, have a method where you can leave an anonymous text message. And that's by sending your text message to 847-411, beginning that message with LPD 517. And then you can go ahead and leave your message. We check these tips daily.
Happy New Year, Lieutenant Garcia. Thank you.
Thank you.